Hank is a Northcote resident. He's been a long-term resident of Darebin. He got a public high-rise public housing flat in Northcote as an older person. He's moved many times and he's constantly faced homelessness. And Hank has prepared a speech and it's great to see him come along today and talk to us. Thanks, Hank.
Thank you very much. My dear friends of public housing, it's great to see you all down here. As said, I'm a public high-rise resident who will lose my home if the demolitions go ahead. And I have no doubt that my and my fellow public housing residents' well-being are of no interest to the government. First, I know this because we were not even notified, let alone consulted, before they decided to destroy our homes. So why did the government hide like muggers in a laneway waiting to stab us in the back? If they were not cold-blooded snakes, they'd listen to people in fear of their future. The government would listen to communities in trauma as they face being torn apart. They would listen to the suffering and cries of the homeless. Do they care that their theft, smashing and destruction of our homes and security is a corrupt betrayal of human dignity and decency? If the government cared, why would they hide their documents and dirty scheme behind a thin veil of cabinet confidentiality? This is a clear sign of their deceitfulness. If the government weren't afraid of the truth, why would they would show that they properly considered the facts? The fact that buildings like ours have been retained and retrofitted successfully in many places, including Germany, Sweden, Denmark, Scotland and England. And the fact that the towers up for demolition can be fixed for less money and less environmental damage. But the government's bogus legal defence shows that they don't care less about the cost. They don't care less about providing decent housing in the middle of a housing crisis where homes now lie empty while homelessness rises. So why doesn't the government come clean? Because they want to hide the dirty truth. The dirty truth that this is clearly really about completely liquidating public housing. Shame. To feed the ruthless greed of blood-sucking private property parasites who live by stealing social wealth, destroying the roofs over our heads to build the parasites' obscene private fortunes and property portfolios. The demolitions and privatisation of public property expose the government as puppets of private property freeloaders, vultures on the bodies of their rotten, cruel system which caused the housing crisis in the first place. Tearing down the towers echoes the colonisation and exploitation of this land by theft and murder since 1788 all too clearly. Demolishing the towers will see whole areas socially cleansed of us, undesirable people, to the privileged gentrified occupiers of the land. Shame! Land stolen from our communities, transformed into sanitised high-rent havens adorned by their designer boutiques. And us, the dispossessed, the victims of this latest attack by the thieves and their puppets, will be left in the hands of new private landlords under the lie of so-called social and community housing. What a sick joke. The substitute we'll get will be badly built little boxes which cost more rent, with the ever-present threat of being kicked out onto the street like mangy dogs. The planned demolitions then serve only to make the rich richer and the poor poorer. And when it comes down to it, the use of violence of the police to evict you in the names of laws made to boost profits. The demolitions mean the eradication of public housing to the benefit of social bloodsuckers. We've only got what we have because people united and fought hard for it. If we're not to be crushed like scurrying bugs, we must unite and fight and show our real strength. Thank you.